Beautiful, beautiful day today to you. It's me again. My great, great love to you all and your time and your space and your day. Yes, I'll be taking some calls today. BBS Radio, thank you so much for taking care of us. Phone number is 888-627-6008 or 323-744-4831 if you're local there. Today, I want to just let you know with a little bit of house cleaning to start with. Got all the new subscribers. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your submittals, your projects, and your comments. Thank you so much. And the line item, all of our subscribers was sent to me today. So this shows you about the frequency. We're doing about every month about right here, and so we can put you all in one spreadsheet, so to speak, so we can get at you. Thank you for all the people that received my calls this week, and I'll keep working the phones so we can really take care. Today, I wanted to work on a few things since it is Project Review with Q, and that is to regress a little bit at why PRQ is just as important to me as Inspired the Q is, because now we can, you know, really move forward and do some innovative and creative and awesome things that we want. And covered a lot of ground over this year. We realized finally we know that Santa Claus is fake. It's tough information, I know, but you can actually see how it was created to undermine what I'm doing now, and that is, of course, to check my list, checking it twice. Yeah, didn't see that one coming, but it's pretty fun to see all the propaganda about religion and Jesus and Santa Claus, etc. It was all so that when more light comes through our physical bodies and we understand what's going on here, it's just a normal game. So you're at the end of the ascension cycle. So what you're going to see now is everyone's going to start promoting a book of some kind. Religion, of course, is their favorite. So you're going to see a lot of, and by the way, who is they? So religion's going to get very, 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 very popular here at the end of the game. And beliefs, not knowledge, beliefs are going to be the horsepower to try and sell you what you are, where you are, and how you are. So keep your eyes open. Watch, religion will be the new weapon. That there is a God, there's somebody higher than you, and I'm sorry, but you are God, and you are incredible. And that's that. The realization of last week's show or prior shows, whatever you want, I was working real hard to do my best to explain what a bridge human is and how humans were engineered and undermined with little or no regard for the light and or conscious coming in, other than just to power us. And when I mentioned, I feel I mentioned a few weeks back, when you see crazy people in downtown, wherever you live, some of those are spirits that said, if I was going to do service to help humanity, I'm going to stay in the body and I'm going to babble like a crazy person on the side of the street endlessly until they hear me. So, you know, that guy that looks like he's had way too much heroin, sits on the side of the street, and just babbles and babbles and babbles, and you can feel and see the mind going around in circles and circles and circles and saying things that don't really make sense, but you can feel the energetics in the person. So there's a soul there, spirit there, but the mind is controlling the output, and that's thus the babbling and endless canter with themselves, and they're conveying it through their voice. I believe someone like Eckhart Tolle, I think at one time, spoke about that quite a bit. Not to endorse anyone, but so when they had us in the programs, U.S. military programs, Area 51 or otherwise, what we realized is our personalities were not ours. So when we come in and out of the body, when they'd abduct us and get us to do hyperspace travel and so forth, you recognize that the personality that you're utilizing right now isn't yours either. So who am I is why some of these people are going crazy, because they can't get their authentic self through them. And so light beings, at the risk of sounding arrogant, we just have more of our authentic self. And that's why I can see so much of your consciousness when I do sit down with you and chat with you. And I can see how much knowledge you're using from the universe. So it's really easy to see if you're utilizing mind power versus heart power. And so obviously I don't have a lot of time for people who just use their mind. And as sad as that is, because if you use your heart, it feels, sounds, delivers completely different. I assume I'm preaching to the choir with most of you. So a lot of times people do go crazy as they go through the enlightenment process. And this type of human was engineered that way, so that if you got too savvy, too smart, there is barcodes and switches in us that say, oh my gosh, I'm not even close to what I am. And you flick that switch. It never been a better privilege than to work with Billy Woodward at Area 51. The greatest honor I'll ever have is to work with Billy, because it was the only person I had met on the base that had their consciousness and heart power. I owe Billy my life many different ways, and that is just having the faith to do this very work today. My explanation is really about how we work our way through this. If this isn't my personality, if this is not me, then who am I? Could be an issue for you as you go through the ascension cycle. And it's real important now just to be real slow, just really breathe, just really understand yourself. And you don't have to react to every situation and everything. And that's the safety place. It's just to really watch thought, and you don't have to be thought. You can just participate in these timelines if you want, but you don't have to win them either. And that's usually what slows everything down, is observing how they're created, and then decide which way you want to go from your heart center. But anyway, that's the short sermon today. And I think I'll start taking some calls if everybody is excited. Maybe Sherry from Wyoming is online too. Forgive me for being so short there, BBS. If Sherry from Wyoming is online too, I'll take a couple questions for you.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call. So I have a couple of really short for you, Q, because I know a lot of people want to talk to you. But I sent out several emails on the questions concerning different things I was pondering, but I won't, they're too long to go into right now, but I was wondering if you received my emails from Sherry Shaver.
All sent, received, correct.
Okay, so you, on December 30th, at the end of your broadcast, you said that you reached out to Ms. Shaver and you would try again. I don't know if you have two of us, but if it was me, I was wondering if you were going to reach out again.
What's your question?
Wow. So it really is long, and I don't really think I should go into it on the phone or on live on air. But okay, so my last email I sent to you, this one we could do, but I was having a problem finding a place a lab to test my water and my city water, because they only, the ones I find are only testable for one thing or two things, and there's 13 contaminants in that are cancerous contaminants in our tap water. And I can't, and I want to go and show this to everybody in my town, but I need to have my own proof, and I can't find a lab to test my water. I was wondering if you could help me with that.
Ah, great. Great question. Okay, we'll go ahead and move on to the next caller. Thank you so much for your love and your support. One of the best ways to neutralize and re-energize water is using Vortex. So a rifled pipe system. Guys out of British Columbia have a design. It's a very ancient design. So so when you spiral water through a pipe counterclockwise, even if it's gone through a mechanical system, even if it's had chemical adhesion, even if it's been in a really bad environment, you can re-energize it. So all water has memory. There's many ways to re-energize water. I'm just giving you a suggestion because I feel this is more of a domestic question that obviously we can tell if we're using our heart energy or our mind energy question. But needless to say, the rifling, the natural recalibration, reconfiguration, very, very similar to ascension. When you counterclockwise spin things, as an example, I was making fun of Asha a few weeks ago because we were talking about spinning in a circle counterclockwise 33 times. You can actually leave your body. So that's a potential explanation of ascension, is if I can understand that I'm in a body and or leave the body, that's pretty much the same as ascension. I can leave, I can go, I can stay. Knowing I'm in a body is ascension, not being a body. And that's why I started the topic today, is not only is your personality not yours in most cases, not to say you can't get your true personality through you, but when your ego mind has so much control over the outcome of every choice and decision conversation you have, you actually can prove, once you recognize that that's not you, you can actually proof ascension and how it works. So I hope that helps a little bit. The next caller is someone named June from MI on line one, friend of Stephanie. Oh, this is
Hello.
Scary. Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me? Are you there?
I can hear you. Yes, Hello? I am. How are you?
Okay. Yep. Okay. Good. How are you? Good. I have
super,
three
super, super, okay. Super bright. I'm really bright. That's what I am. I'm really bright.
Good.
Light.
I have actually three things. Thank you so
three?
Much for having
three.
Stephanie
three.
On here. I really appreciate it. Yes, three things. Now that you were talking
three
about
things. Three things. Three.
Three things.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, but I can't
wait. I'm a figure skater. Thank you so much. Thank you so, so much for having Stephanie on the air. I was a little concerned when you were calling her and then you were going to end a call, and it's like, oh, my God, she's not going to make it. And then you had her on. Thank you so much. I hope that was worth it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm only scared of, like, three things in this world. Dentists, clowns.
Okay.
Well, it's now four. Cheerleaders and figure skaters. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm a figure skater, and when you type said you can't, you get dizzy. I've been skating for 56 years. I'm figure skating for 56 years, and I don't get dizzy when I spin. So I don't know what that means about me, if my body gets, my spirit comes out of me or what, but.
That's
yeah,
really good. Can I ask you some questions about that? Okay, now, when you spin,
sure.
What direction do you spin?
Counterclockwise.
You do counterclockwise. So you go to your left. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct.
Okay. Now, mm-hmm. if you weren't on water and you weren't on skates, try it then and then call me back.
I have, because I have a spinner at home.
Okay, so you sit in your backyard and you spin 33 times counterclockwise while mm-hmm. counting and observing mm-hmm. yourself, and
yes.
you
yes.
feel what way? How do you feel?
Well, I haven't done 33. I've done 18 times.
Okay, try a couple more. Try a couple more. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Fun
but
topic.
What
I
found with
that.
Spinning is that I am, it's like being the center, the eye of the hurricane, and I am always at a still point. So even when I jump up, you're always at that still point, and everything is spinning around you.
Ah, beautifully mm-hmm. said. That's exactly what I'm trying to get better at communicating. Okay, so why is it some people want to get out of here and some people want to stay? Might be another analogy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So are yeah. you, so would you, right. so we could actually observe this and say you want to, you're holding more time and space and or what people call ground, which I don't approve of statement, but mm-hmm. so you're holding more presence because you want to be mm-hmm. here. Is that fair to say?
I guess so, yes. And then
whereas
another
other
thing that I've noticed is even, yeah, go on, sorry.
Waiting for you.
Go on, hello? Okay, so basically the other thing I've noticed is even with beginners, the minute they step on the ice, they're in the present. And any kind of cares they have had leaves them for just that time that they're on the ice.
What is ice?
What is ice? It's frozen water.
Yeah. It's beautifully said. Thank you so much. What other questions do you have?
Okay. All right. The next one is just an idea. It just came to me today. And, you know, I mean, I haven't even reviewed it with anybody, but you know, when I like look at different books, I always look at the table of contents. And when I see, like last time you were talking about people like newcomers coming, and it can be daunting. You know, I've been with you for quite a while and listened to you, you know, twice at a time. And there are people out there that like Telegram. Like one in particular is actually creating, let me read the channel. It says, this channel is for sharing BBS Project Review Q shows that include timestamps for main topics covered in each show. So basically what it is, it's a table of contents with a timestamp so that, you know, anybody can just go right there and click on that, you know, what they're interested in. And I kind of like have this view of what you see on BBS combining with this. So maybe you have a list of all these shows, number 30, right? You click on number 30 archive, and when you get to that page, you can click on that to see what the topics are. Because like I said, even somebody like me that has been with this for so long, you know, I'd like to go back to such and such. What was that topic that Q covered at this point? And I can't because I don't know which one it is. So, I mean, I could write up a project and maybe contact that person. And if they're interested and BBS is interested and you're interested, maybe there's something there. So that's all my point is.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so it's been a... that's exactly what I'm looking for, is people to call in and say, what do you want this to be? Because obviously we're just giving the resources and energies right back to you as efficiently as we can. So the webpage for the people.space, we've tinkered with that one, and that one's working pretty good, but you're right. The priorities, mm-hmm. we need your input. What is the priorities? And so I guarantee you BBS is listening right now. And all the team is listening too.
Right. Well, I just feel that people that come, especially you know, you want people to come to your page, you know, not just Project Review. She's also doing what with Be Inspired and does a phenomenal job, you know, but there's, you know, and there's other people out there too. It just seems like there needs to be a connection between what BBS is doing, you know, even for the people that say, Asha does a tremendous job, and what's going on with all your the people that put in projects. You know, I see it out there, I observe it, and it just seems like it needs to come together. And then there's another part that I have no idea what to do about that. Is, you know, I read on Facebook people that have the Q drops. They do the Q drops, but they never seem to connect that with BBS Radio. It just seems like there's a separation between the people that follow the Q drops and the people that follow you.
You know, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah. Any other questions?
Okay, so anyway. No, but anyway, so that's what my point is. Okay, so I'm sorry if I said something wrong, but I hope I didn't. But anyway.
May I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it so with new people coming to this material, will they believe it?
You know, some will, some won't. You know what? I don't know, because I know.
Will they know it, or will they believe it? Which way will they go?
A lot of people that follow the Q drops are very Christian in their beliefs. I see that a lot. So they're always looking outside themselves and not inside themselves, knowing. You know what I'm saying? I get that in my surrounding too. Okay.
Any other questions for me?
So, no, that's it. Mm-hmm.
Send my love to Stephanie. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for the call.
Okay.
Thank you. My love to you guys.
Okay, thank you.
Beautiful. Yeah, okay. So religion is it's an ancient alien technology to get you to look outside yourself. And as you can see, I speak to it unabashedly, whatever that word means. The English language is alien technology. Latin is alien technology. All of your linguistics is alien technology. So it's very difficult to explain source, light, what you're calling God. Religion has the most incredible, beautiful people following religion. It's very tricky. So there's only one God that's in your heart. And I can prove it to you with your decision making. And you can prove me real quick. When you do things, forgive the people that listen to me all the time. When you do things that you're inspired to do and excited to do, things work a lot different. That's how Source and God works. When you do things you don't want to do, you kind of want to do, I have to do because my wife told me to, things don't go quite the same anymore. Something happens, something weird happens. Just check me, just proof it, make me wrong every day. So there's in the universe, there are no religions except the ones on planet Earth. I can tell you firsthand, Thoth did a very good job of making religions here. Whether it's the Sumerians, the Lemurians, it doesn't really matter what generations, thousands and thousands and thousands of years of religion to get you to believe in something outside yourself. You're it. You are magnificently powerful to just know how you want to be in this reality. How do you want to be in this reality? And your horsepower is in your compass, your rudder is your inspiration. Now, if you force things through your mind, I guarantee you that's what the Bible wants you to do. Control, control, control. A right, wrong, indifferent. I'm going to just be brave for everyone. You're being lied to. There's 2,700 different religions on your planet. So which one's right? So there's your proof right there. So I guess everyone has their own religion. I'm a Christian. No, wait a minute. I'm a Presbyterian. No, I'm a Baptist. No, I only follow Catholicism. Hey, where's this Jesus guy, by the way? And shouldn't he be around here? Helping us out. Anyway, you got me ranting and raving, and I love it, to prove that the mind is not your friend in most cases. Can I speak to Andrea from Cali on line two? Info about foreign currency. Oh, this is good. This is good.
Aloha. Aloha.
Aloha. I knew you were going to call me again. Thank you.
You know who I am?
You're the San Diego girl.
I'm calling you from Playa del Rey right now.
I knew you were going to call in. You came ripping into my field like a day or two ago. Is that a fair statement?
I'm always whipping into your field.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad you called. I knew you were going to reach out, and aloha to you and my love to you. Please, what do you have for us today?
Okay. Okay, this, I'm going to just get right to the question. For myself and maybe others who purchased Zim and Dinar years ago, what do we do with it? What do we do with it?
Yeah, Christopher nailed me on it. It's a very valuable question, because you get to see the gamemanship, how much care is taken here, to see what attention we get on us solving this monetary means of exchange system. And so as you came into this game, solving this problem, which you're calling the RV or Nisar or Jisar, once you promote a direction you're going to go to solve the problem, you get to see the adversaries, don't you?
Yes.
So right now I'm working hard to get you guys the resources I have, and in a way that is in a nice priority for all of us. And it's turned out to be quite interesting. So even now we have adversarial attention on us. Well, what if you could fake the bad guys out on which way you're going to go? So one of those models was, remember, this is global observation. Let's have every single currency have one value to it. So if you can't measure, if the Federal Reserve's closed and that was how we measured money, then what is the true measure of money? Well, why don't I see what happens if I say to everyone, everyone's dollar is worth the exact same globally. So Zimbabwe, one of their tricks, they proved that money was worthless. And that's why they made $50 trillion notes. So that one day when the reevaluation happens, everyone that has a $50 trillion note will have $50 trillion. Make sense?
Okay.
So you can, yes, fake the bad guys out if you went that route. And now we can kind of see how they attacked, can't you?
Yes.
Okay. So shutting down the Federal Reserve was actually a designed bad guy move, because now you can't really standardize. If you kept it running, you might have a chance to standardize a reevaluation of everything based on one measurement. But now you can see that game is changing. And you can thank the United Nations and anyone associated with the United Nations. You can thank those folks for exposing the bad guys that way, and or being a bad guy. So forgive me for being flipped there. What would be the solution, though? You should be able to see the solution. I'll give it to you, but you can see how we can solve this, can't you?
Okay. Tell us. Tell all of us. Tell me.
So every means of exchange should have the same standard value, shouldn't it?
Okay. Yes.
Shouldn't it? One penny here and one penny there. Obviously, that's the real game, is an inflationary system that should probably be a deflationary system. So our money should be worth more than our homes, as an example. Don't get rid of them. whatsoever.
Okay. Okay.
I'll say that. All right. I'll say that right now.
Yes.
Make sure you just hang on to those babies. All right. But start looking at the development of other systems are getting popular, good and bad. But notice that things are getting a little more obvious which direction we're going, wouldn't you say?
Yes, yes. And I thank you so very much. And so wonderful. It's wonderful to talk to you. How are you doing?
Thank you so much. It's been just a thrill and an honor to get to connect with you and so many others. I am astonished at how well things are playing out, falling apart. I love watching this thing fall apart. We're doing it with grace, wouldn't you say? We're doing it with great grace.
Oh, it's beautiful because we're doing it all together. And thank you so very much for keeping us and letting us know what's going on. It's beautiful, all the information that you're telling us and how everything is going. Thank you.
Thank you. I can't wait to get a hold of you one-on-one. Doing my best to get around to everyone. Thank you so much for all your love.
I love you.
I love you. Good day.
Good day.
Good day. Yeah, so anyway, the when you're working in a so I've done, as flip and arrogant as it may sound, I've done this so many times. I will say that it gets maybe redundant, my words and so forth, or maybe I even get lazy at communicating these things. Thank you for those questions. Those questions are very valuable to me because when you take for granted everybody has gone through this, or excuse me, has their memories back, I of course will forget what I need to communicate. So keep pulling on me. This is a predominantly communications war, a genetic engineering communications war. And so your belief in money is very, very, very new to you. It's very bizarre to you that you would need money to live on a planet. It's very bizarre for you to measure the value of something that came from your planet. So it proves how good the programming is in this human mind. You've been to a million planets. Why would you have to pay rent on this planet, etc.? You've heard everybody talk about it thousands of times, I'm sure. Why would you, it goes hand in hand with, why would you believe in a God outside yourself? Why would somebody sell you a story about this guy, Jesus Christ, and have him be your savior? You're kidding me, right? When we come in here, we're light beings. We just have less restrictions of the DNA. That's it. We have more horsepower, but you guys have the same thing we have. And there are several of us here now. And all your fans, believe it or not, the movie The Incredibles, the cartoon, was made so when we do show up and we do have more horsepower, special powers, whatever you want, we get ostracized for being a cartoon character. Or, you know, that's pretty much what you've observed in your communications there. All of those communications are designed so that you won't remember how incredibly powerful you are. And it's my apology for being outspoken again, as usual. I think I want to talk to, let's see, Andrea. Annette from Florida on line one wants to know actual government versus fake government. Annette, please, I can't wait for your question.
Mm-hmm. Hello, hello, hello. Again, it's me, and I thank you for your time and all your love. So I took your advice.
Is this crazy? Is this crazy, Annette? Or is this normal, Annette?
This is normal, Annette. I'm just okay, off the chain most of the time.
Cool.
I took your advice and went full throttle for the state nationals thing. I know all 50 mm-hmm. states are in session. I'm so pumped that we're actually running side by side with the fake government. When is it going to or is it all going to happen at the same time as the money goes down, that the people will realize that there's actually two governments going at the same time, a fake one and a real one?
Okay, so when you go into, so where have you been, so where have you been playing at the legislative level?
The state nationals, the states of states with TASA,
okay.
You know that they have, all 50 states are now in session after the 151 years that they pretended we were gone.
Okay, good. All right, now track a bill for me, track a bill and see if it does, it goes anywhere.
Okay, I hadn't thought of that. That's cool.
Yeah. Okay. So, what? So I guess I should probably just spill the beans, huh? So a lot of legislative processes, and having the privilege to speak to senators throughout this last couple of years. What if this has a lot to do with Don Trump too? So. Don Trump getting sued is exactly what you want in his position. Because if you rule against him, remember, Don's no dummy here, and the military's no dummy. What if you could find case law, I'll assume everybody knows what case law, and then do exactly the opposition to case law, get sued for things that people got freed on? All right, so now you can prove the bad guys have rigged the court system, rigged everything. So you want to get, in order to prove the courts are corrupt, the process is corrupt, whatever possibly legislation is corrupt, notice that you'd want to put yourself in that position, lose, so that you can prove that everybody else cheated. That's what's going on. Let's prove everybody's lying. Well, so one of those tools is your legislative process. You guys are passing bills, but you're not executing them. So at the federal level, you can assume nobody's doing jack. They're just not doing anything. And they pretended to do things for years and years and never did anything. So that's my suggestion when you work with politics. It doesn't work, does it?
No. So we have.
It's just a siphon. It's a logjam, isn't it? No one can make a decision. No one. And by the way, does anybody give a damn about you? No one cares. They don't care. Just go watch your TV shows and listen to Q. You know, they don't care.
So do we go full throttle with Bonds for the Wind and Project Restoration and take this old system down? Is the new one ready to go?
Exactly correct. And it's cleaner, really clean. There's no middleman. That's how you use gateways. What if you could know everything I was thinking right now? That'd be scary, huh?
Awesome. Oh, I'd be freaking
be scary.
Awesome.
Okay. So now what if we could all do it together though? Now what would you do with all that information?
I would go crazier. It'd be awesome.
Right. So now you would be able to be at perfect peace going, everyone just wants peace. You'll find that everyone just wants peace.
Yeah.
And so all these objections that we dream up for ourselves on this very call are all going to go away when there's no secrets. Now, every time I've told that story to people, what if there's no secrets anywhere? They all say, oh my gosh, that is the scariest thing ever. And you're right. And
but I love
so,
it.
So hang on, because that's where we're all going. There's not going to be any secrets very soon here. And I'm really sorry to inform you, you're living with a lot of aliens. It's really a sad story. I'm sorry. Paul Hillier went down to aliens. He tried to help you. He's the Canadian Prime Minister of Defense. He's telling you you're living with aliens, America. Kennedy's been assassinated right in front of your eyes. What do you think? This is so obvious how this game is rigged, and all you have to do is do what you want now. So do you have any other question?
No, I am happy. I'm your warrior. Let me know what to do.
Thank you so much. My love to you. That was a great call. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Oh, okay. BBS has told me that something is amiss on our phones. Checking it out now. Yeah, well, we know what that's about. Every time I talk about aliens and military, not acknowledging Mr. Swerdlow or myself or Misha Johnson, et cetera, Alexandria Meters. We know what happens, but we're gonna grind through this because we got special abilities. Andra from New York on line two, possibly. Hopefully I said that right. Andra. That's a fun name to say. Andra. Andra? Wow.
No E. There is no E.
Okay. How can I help support and assist you today?
Thank you. That crazy person that you talked about in the beginning, that breaks my heart. It breaks my heart to know that a consciousness can be so tortured, especially since I think many of us have probably been near that level of crazy. I want to be able to walk up to that person and heal them. I want to be able to walk up to a sick or injured tree or fish or river and heal it. I don't know how to do that. And I figure I can wait around who knows how many lifetimes until all my abilities come back. Or I can apprentice myself to that learning, which is what I want to do. And I would like to build a priestly temple for the Emerald Order of the Melchizedek Priesthood. I would like that to be a sort of compound for our learning and growth, and also service, love and service. My question is, as I'm looking for locations, will those abilities come back better if that location is along a ley line? And are all ley lines created equal, or are some better for other activations?
Yes, great, great question. So we've been playing with this this year exclusively. We put a couple people on a vortex that I intentionally made many, very, very, very long time ago, and to see if they would advance. And both individuals advanced tremendously. So that's been my observation. Now, proofing whether it's a vortex that I make or a vortex you make is what I'm working on now. Can we make multiple vortexes in multiple places and or inherit a vortex that's already installed? As an example, some of the Luciferian technology still has residue on some of our vortexes, so they almost take ownership of it. Whereas if you had a legacy vortex, it'd be yours. And that's why you have this incredible magnet in you that is attracted to areas on your geography. Do you notice that? Like, there's some places you're like, I cannot wait to get there. Do you remember that?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Yep. So that's how we use our compass. Like, I have got to get back there, and that's where I want to live and play and do my work and everything else. So that's exactly what vortexes are for, and the planet and the vortices are there to complement that. And that proves to you that you have a lot of epigenetics in this type of body associated with your planet. Brilliant that you already knew the answer, didn't you?
Thank you. Yes, I did, actually. And thank you. I'm intuiting everything you're saying. The words are not following quite so quickly.
Yeah, so that's how I'm getting us all used. That's my real job, is to get you to feel me from another. So I'm coming right from source right now. And as trivial as you might think that is, and the words do not complement how I'm doing it, but you're getting a lot of information from home, so to speak, when I speak, that has nothing to do with these words. Can you prove to me that you're feeling that?
If you hooked electrodes up to the spot right underneath my solar plexus, I probably could.
Okay, so it's so I'm, you know, over the years I've been practicing.
I know
you're getting a lot of information is what I'm getting at, and that's why I do the radio shows. Yeah. Is just to keep it flowing from source back and forth. Yeah. And then you guys are good. It's a great question. Do you mind if I take another caller before we end the show?
No, please, please, please. Thank you. Blessings. Love you.
Thank you. Blessings. Love you. Wait. Karen from Georgia. Are you there? Karen from Georgia. Are you there?
Hey, I'm still here waiting patiently. Thank you so much. What a joy to speak with you.
What a joy to speak to you.
I'm a subscriber to Project Review with Q, and I'm currently running up a couple of projects. Last week, I submitted a request, my first communication through the BBS website. I called it Healthcare Appalachia, and I was really just volunteering to help or support any ongoing projects that may be in that category. So I just wanted to ask you, is it okay to do both? Do you have people that are kind of heading up their own projects while they help other people as well? Because I have a lot of passions.
Yep. Okay. I feel that. Wow. I feel that a lot. Okay. So let's get the short version. I need all the projects to keep coming in. Don't stop. And so what we realized is emails and unnecessary communication was counterproductive. Phone calls, this and that. He said, she said. Got so many different types of individuals. We have some very enlightened people. We have some lower frequency people, and they all bring value. We have a tremendous avenue to distribute some resources, and so mm-hmm. we get to play with that. But it would appear the bomb for everyone today is if I get you all in one bucket of like projects, I'm just going to mm-hmm. give you the resource and you guys figure it out. And so when you guys populate this input and output that we're observing, I can just, you all can assign your own administration and engineering resources, because there's a ton of them. So I'd like to just give just an open checkbook for each silo, and I'll want everyone's help on how we would now maybe even want to sort that more, but it's really going to be up to you. Does that make sense?
It does. I guess my last question would be, in the past, you've always said, we don't talk about numbers or means of exchange. We just want to talk about passion. That's still correct, right?
I didn't say anything about money, did I?
No, you didn't.
I said resources, didn't I? I said resources,
you
didn't
did.
I? Yeah. See, you started talking about money.
I didn't say money either. I said means of exchange.
Oh, you almost did, but you almost. Okay. Yeah, and so those resources can come in many different directions, as you pointed out. So I've got so many people that want to help and support things that you're not really passionate about. And so that's what I mean by, you know, getting those silos and let you figure it out. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I just need a little more input to populate. So the Project of EQ is just about populating your excitement. And there's some gaps in a lot of people's projects of resources. And that could be people, could be a lot of things. Stimulation, there's some interesting timing on your planet that I'm privy to. And so dragging our feet a little bit on a couple items, because I can see the changes that are coming.
Awesome.
Hope that helps.
Well, I can't wait to see those changes. And so then you would connect. If there are gaps in people's resources, you will connect the people, correct?
That's right. That's right. So that's what's exciting about me is I just love being around you guys, and I'm ironing my robe as we speak and getting a new pair of sandals. And so, I mean, it's just going to be really fun that everybody gets to see my face one day.
I can't wait.
My love to you. I wonder if I have time for one more. Let me see here. I will, trust me, you're on the list, and I have looked at your projects. Thank you so much.
The best way to support is to submit is still through the portal on BBS Radio. Is that correct?
That's correct. Please just keep grinding on us. We really can't get enough of them. We just love it, love it, love it. BBS just enjoys watching us too, and just keep going with us. I'm going to have to go now because my time's over. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Christopher and Kristen. KC and the Sunshine Band, get to you here in a couple days. Leticia, son, I love you. And the Mermaid, everybody, thank you so much, everyone, for listening today. It's a blessing to be with you. Beautiful, beautifulness to all.